Sagt der Mischner weiter, Masech des Erechen, Perik Shvi, Mishnah Aleph. Okay, couple of kolom over here, which I'm sure you know. Some of it we discussed already. What's a stay achuza? That's a field in Eretz Yisrael that I yarshin. And it goes all the way up until when Yahushua gave out Eretz Yisrael. The Torah wants that chelik to stay in that shevet and within those people that yarshin did. If someone sells a stay achuza, that's not a permanent sale. It's going to go back on Yovel. Like the Pasuk says, B'shnasa Yovel azayis, Tashuvu ish el achuzasai. The Torah says, you can't sell this forever. V'aretz loisimachar litzmisas. The Banisham says, I gave you this land, and I know who's supposed to have what. Well, what happens if I have a field that I take a yarshin, I inherit it, it goes all the way up to Yeshua Benun. I didn't sell it, but I was magdish it. I gave it to Hegdish. So then the din is, either me, myself, or someone else can redeem it from Hegdish. And during the times that Yovel was Naig, the Torah gave us a set price. It's not necessarily connected to the actual value of this particular field. The Pasuk says, V'mestei achuzasa yagdish ish l'ashem, if a person is magdish estei achuza, so v'hoye erkecha l'fizaroi zera choymer so'irem v'chamishim shekel kesef. In other words, an area that you could plant 30 kor of barley, that's redeemed for 50 sloy. But this is assuming that all of this took place right after Yovel. So if I don't redeem it, I would have it for another 49 years. Well, let's say I didn't give my field to Hegdish. It wasn't Magdish my field right after Yovel. It was someplace in the middle, so you have to figure out how many years are left until Yovel. You have to make the cheshbon. If there are 49 years till Yovel, then the price is 50 sloyim for every area that you could plant 30 kor of barley. Divide that into 49. Because the Torah is talking about where there are 49 years left to Yovel. And for each year, take off 1/49. So the closer it gets to Yovel, it gets cheaper and cheaper. Unless, we're soon going to learn, you're within 2 years to Yovel, then you have to pay the full 50. There's a lot of information to remember. I don't expect you to remember it. I just want to give you a general picture before we start the Mishnayos, B'yaz Hashem, of this perek. Now, is there any difference whether I myself, that I was magdish this field, I'm redeeming it or someone else is redeeming it? And the answer is yes. If I am redeeming it, I have to add a fifth on the Dmei HaPidyon. Someone else is redeeming it, he does not have to add that fifth. Now, that's the small difference. There's a major difference. If I redeem it, for that matter, if my son redeems it, it's the same as me, or if someone else redeems it. The difference is going to be where it goes when Yovel comes. Listen. When I am Magdish Estei Achuza, if either me or my son redeem it, on Yovel, it comes back to me. But if my next door neighbor redeems it, basically it doesn't have to be his next door neighbor. Anybody besides with the Magdish himself, the one that gave it to Hegdish or his son. This next door neighbor or anyone else besides me and my son. When they redeem it, what is the halacha with that person? So he has it until Yovel, and on Yovel he has to give it up, and it's divided amongst the Kehanim that are serving in the Beis HaMikdash in that Mishmar of Kehanim, in that shift that was serving when Yovel came in. It doesn't go back to me, the original person that Yash in the field. It goes to those Kehanim. There are 24 Mishmaris of Kehuna, whoever the Mishmar was when Yovel set in, and it stays by them indefinitely. What if the field wasn't redeemed at all until Yovel? I was Magdish my field, nobody redeemed it. I didn't redeem it, my son didn't redeem it, my neighbor didn't redeem it. So we're going to see a machlokes tanam about that, what the halacha is. Although we pass like Rabbi Yehuda says it goes to the Kehanim and that Mishmer, but they have to redeem it first from Hegdish. Okay, one more thing. Once again, I have a field that I yarshined from my father, from his father, all the way up until Yeshua. By the way, so do you. Everyone has. We don't know what it is. When Mashiach will come, we'll find out. Unless you're from Shevet Levi, Pashtus you don't have, although there's a Pasuk in Yecheskel where it's Mashma that you do have, but we'll talk about that later. All right, so, I have a stei achuza, and you, my next door neighbor, buy it. You have to give it back to me on Yovel. What if I sold my stei achuza, and that person went and he was magdish it. He gave it to Hegdish. So, It's obvious that he can't give to Hegdish something that's not his. He only bought something that's his till Yovel. So he can't give any more than that to Hegdish. So what do we do now? He bought Maistei Achuza. He was Magdish it. What happens when Yovel comes? Answer, it goes back to me, the original Balabas, on Yovel. Okay, I'm sure you knew all of this, right? From Chumash and Parshas Bechukaisa, I'm sure you remember it was just a Chazar. Zakt de Heilige Mishnah weiter. Now this is advice, it's not an Isser. But the Mishnah is saying, we advise you. Don't be Magdish your field if there's less than 2 years before Yovel. Zakt de Mishnah ein Magdish in Lufnei HaYovel. A person should not be Magdish his Teyachuzah, his field that he got from his ancestors, that goes all the way up till Yeshua ben Nun, pachas mishtei shanim, less than 2 years before Yovel. Because what's going to happen is, if you're going to come to redeem this within 2 years to Yovel, you're going to have to pay the full 50 shkolim. Why? Didn't you just tell me that it depends how long it is to Yovel? That the 50 shkolim is only if there are 49 years left? And each year closer to Yovel, I take off a 49th? Well, the Gemara learns from a pasuk that's up until 2 years before Yovel. But if you're within 2 years of Yovel, you have to pay the full 50 shkolim. So we advise you, don't be magdish it then. Because then you'll have to pay the full 50 shkolim to redeem it. So again, ain magdish doesn't mean you can't. It's just a suggestion. We don't think you should. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, let's teach the words and then we'll explain. V'yaz Hashem b'loy gayalin, a person should not redeem his field. L'achra yovel pachas mishan, after Yovel, by paying for less than a full year. If you're going to be paid, if you're going to redeem your field in the middle of the year, you have to pay for the whole year. You can't say, well, there's only 4 months left, I'm only paying for 4 months. Doesn't go that way. That's also learned from a pasuk. You can't say, well, the Torah told me how much I have to pay for 49 years. And every year closer to the Yovel, I take off a 49th. So why can't I take that amount and then further divide it by 12? Depends how many months. No. You always have to pay for the whole year. In other words, ein mechashvin chadashim lehegdash. You don't count months when it comes to hegdash. A year is a full year. Wait, so I'm going to lose out if I try to redeem it toward the end of the year. And the answer is anachanami. We advise you not to do it then. However, the other way around, avol lehegdash mechashiv chadashim. Hegdash does count months. When it's for the good of hegdash to do so. Let's say somebody wants to redeem a field a year and a half before Yovel. So we don't say, oh, the half year is like a full year. So it's like 2 years before Yovel. And I want to be 2 years before Yovel. Because once I get into within 2 years before Yovel, the price automatically goes up to 50 shkolim. So I'm going to say to Hegdash, okay, we don't count months. So a year and a half before Yovel is like 2 years before Yovel. No. The other way around we do. Avol Hegdash mechashev chadashim. Hegdash does count months when it's for the good of Hegdash. So if you're going to want to redeem your field a year and a half before Yovel, we don't say there's no half a year, it's a full year, it's like 2 years before Yovel, and you only pay the price like you have 2 years left. Rather, it's going to be like it is, within the 2 years, and you have to pay the full 50 shkolim. So when it comes to Hegdish, when it's good for me, we don't count months. Zakt de Heilige Mishnah weiter. Hamagdish es sedeo b'shas ha-yovel. If I am magdish my field, my steyachuzah, during a time that Yovel is noheg. When is Yovel noheg? Well, you need all of the shvatim of Klal Yisrael, or at least most of them, to be in Eretz Yisrael. And I am magdish my field, and I want to redeem it. So as we learned, noisein b'zera choymer tza'idim, I give. This is a set amount, the Torah says. It has nothing to do with how much that particular field is worth. But for an area where it's Roy, to plant over there a kor of sa'irim. For that area, for each of those areas, I'm going to give chamishim shekel kesef, 50 silver shkolim. Torah says so befeirish. Ve'im esteich uzasa yagdish ish lashem, ve'yerkecha lefizah roi zera choymer sa'irim v'chamishim shekel kesef. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Hoyesham, let's say I had in this field nekoyim, like holes in the ground. Amukim that were deep, asarat tvachim, ten tvachim. Islam where there were rocks, gvoyim asarat tvachim, high, ten tvachim. Ein nimdadim ima. I don't count that in the field. That's a separate field. So I have to try to figure out that for every given area where you could plant 30 seudim, 50 shekel kesef, wait a second, what's in that area? If there are holes deep 10 tefachim or rocks high 10 tefachim, that doesn't count. That's not measured along with it. When we say holes over here, we're talking about holes that are full of water. So you can't plant over there. And the stones also. Obviously, you can't plant on stones. But if you can plant in these holes, if it's a mokem zera, it's like a field on its own, but you do count it. Just count it separately. In any event, like the Mishnah Vayter, pachas mikan, if it's not 10 tefachim deep, these holes, then it's counted along together with the field that's on the regular level. Even though you can't plant there, yes, even though you can't plant there. It's a small area, it's counted together with the field. Same is true for the rocks if they aren't high 10 tefachim. If the holes aren't deep 10 tefachim and the rocks aren't high 10 tefachim, the halacha is nimdadim ima. They're just counted along with the rest of the field, even though you can't plant there. It doesn't have a chashivas on its own. It's like a tafel to the rest of the field. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Higdisha shtayim ashalosh shonim lifnei hayovel. I was magdish my field 2 or 3 years before yovel. Now remember, if it's within 2 years, forget it, I have to give the whole 50 shekel. But I was magdish my field 2 or 3 years before yovel, and I want to redeem it. Noisin, the redeemer, has to give for every base core, sela, one sela, opinion, plus opinion, which is another small coin, lashana, per year that is left until yovel. Basically, what the Mishnah is doing for us is, the Mishnah is taking the number of 50 slayim and dividing it by 49. And saying that for each year it comes out to a sel and a punya. There's different mahalchemy under Shina, but just another way of saying what the Mishnah just told us, a sel and a punya times 49 is 50 sel. So again, Higdisha shtayim ashal shon b'fnei yovel, as long as I stay before that threshold of 2 years, I'm 2 or 3 years before yovel, how much do I pay? Figure out how much is left until yovel, and I pay a sel and a punya per year. Once again, I want to remind you, once you get into those 2 years, you have to pay the full 50. Imam, if the Redeemer says, Hareini noisen dvar shana b'shana. What does this mean? Hareini noisen dvar shana b'shana. I'm going to give to Hegdish every single year the value of that year. In other words, let's say it's 10 years before Yovel, so I have to really give you a sel and a punyan per year. Okay, let me take my field. At the beginning of the year, I'll come to the Gizber. Here's the sel of punya for this year. Ain't shaymalai. No, you can't do that. There's no payment plan. Elenoisin es kula kechad. You have to give everything at one time. That's also learned from the Pasuk. It says, v'chishav le'hakoyin es a kesef al pi ha'shonim ha'nesore. So it's mashmi. You figure everything out and you have to pay it up front. Okay, let's chazer over our Mishnah. If I am Magdash Estayachuza, we learned, I can redeem it, or anyone can redeem it. And the Torah gives us a set price, how much to pay. For every area that you could plant, 30 sov barley, 50 shkalim. But this is if there are 49 years left to Yovel. Each year closer to Yovel, it would be cheaper. Take off a 49th, up until 2 years before Yovel. Once it comes to 2 years before Yovel, you have to pay the full 50, and therefore the Mishnah advises Taka, don't redeem it within 2 years. We also advise you, don't redeem it in the middle of the year, because you're not going to get the credit for the partial year. Because if it's 10 years to Yovel, there's a cheshbon. Every year closer to Yovel is cheaper. But if it's 9.5 years before Yovel, it'll be like 10 years before Yovel. You don't get credit for those 6 months, or whatever it is, into the year. When it comes to Hegdish, when it's for my benefit, we don't count months. But when it's for Hegdish's benefit, we do count months. So let's say, getting back to the first halacha of the Mishnah, if it's within 2 years before Yovel, you have to pay the full 50 shkalim, that's what the Pasuk says. So I can't say, well, it's 1.5 years before Yovel. Ah, but it counts like a full year. So it's like 2 years before Yovel. No, if it's 1.5 years before Yovel, you're going to have to pay the full 50 shkalim. So once again, we go back to the advice, don't redeem it if it's within 2 years to Yovel. Then the Mishnah told us that if I follow the advice, let's say I was magdish my field 2 or 3 years before Yovel, I want to redeem it, so I'm still before that 2-year threshold. I'm not going to pay 50 shekel. I'm going to pay per year. So if the Torah said when they're 49 years, you have to pay 50 slayim per area that you could plant a core of barley. So if you have 10 such areas, of course it's multiplied by 10. There's one, only one. But for each such area, I have to pay 50 slayim. That's if there are 49 years left. If there are 2 or 3 years left, I make a cheshbon. For every year until Yovel, I'm going to pay a 49th of the 50 slime, which comes out to a selah and a punyin. There are different cheshbonos that Rishayim make of it, but that's more or less what it is. If a person says, okay, let's say there's 10 years left before Yovel, and I'll give a selah punyin each year. Let me have the field now. Doesn't work that way. Mishnah tells us you have to pay everything up from the beginning, and that's learned also from the pasuk. You have to figure out all the extra years right from the beginning. I want you to understand that when the Torah says this is how you give to Hekdash or redeem from Hekdash, that's for the bracha of the person. He may not consider it a bracha at that moment. It's costing him more. He has to do it all at one time. He may say Hekdash is not fair. You see, when it comes to months, I can't. Hekdash can't. All these things. The Torah says your greatest bracha in the world if you're mekayim the mitzvahs of Hashem. There's no greater benefit than that. There's no greater schar than that. It's unimaginable schar. When a person is dealing with Hekdash, his job is to be mekayim the halach, not to try to save money. Although we do give him advice, like you say, we're not telling you to put yourself in a situation where you have to pay more. We're not saying you should redeem your field within 2 years, for example. We're giving you advice what to do. But once it's not in your hands, listen to what the Torah says, and that's the greatest bracha that shaykh for a person.